Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back. Today's Daf Hayomi is Menachas Mem Hei. We begin at the Mishnah, which is on Mem Dalet Amud Beis, six lines from the bottom. Suppose there's a day in the Beis HaMikdash, a Yom Tov, right, where there are many Karbonis Tzibur, public Karbonis that are going to be offered. You have Purim, cows, Elam, rams, Kvasim, sheep. Suppose there is a required number of Karbonis, but they don't have access to so many. What do? We just skip the whole thing? Or do we say, at least bring part? Says the Mishnah. HaPurim, Va'elam, Va'kvasim. They don't hold each other back. So if you have just part, you move along and you do what you could. Here comes Rav Shimon with an interesting insight. He says, Rav Shimon Omer, suppose they have enough money for many cows. But they don't have enough to buy the cows and the nasachim, the accompaniments, you know, the mincha. What should we do? He says, Yavi par echad nasachav. Better bring one par complete with its accompaniment rather than bringing so many without accompaniment. So do one 100% rather than going to many and doing only a part carbon. As opposed to bringing them all without the required beloy nesach. Now, what day are we talking about? Purim, Elam, and Kvasim. Hani Purim, or Kvasim, Dehecha. Which Karbonis are we talking about? Elam, the Chag. Are we speaking on the Chag, which is the term typically used to refer to Sukkos? Are you saying that if you're missing, you can still proceed? No, you can't. Kemishpat, it says. Kemishpatam. Ksibu, Torah employs very exacting language. Kemishpat, as is, you can't. No leeway. So you can't say that we're talking about Sukkos, because the required karbonos are absolute. Elo, so it must be that either we're speaking the Rosh Chodesh, on Rosh Chodesh, Ba'atzeres, and or on Shavuos, the Chumash HaPkudim. Now, in general, there are two places in the Torah we have karbonis discussed. We have in Teres Kehanim, that's in Chumash Vayikra. We have in Chumash HaPkudim, the Chumash of Counting, which is another term for Chumash Bamidbar, which starts with the counting. So in Parashas Pinchas, you have many karbonis, which are Musaf karbonis. They're the sort of the added karbonis that are brought on Yomim Tovim. So we're speaking about those karbonis, the ones on Rosh Chodesh, on Shavuos, which are discussed in Sefer Bamidbar, in Bamidbar Chav Ches. So on Rosh Chodesh it speaks about two parim, one aisle, and seven kvasim. On Shavuos you have two parim, one aisle, and again seven kvasim. So perhaps over there, even if you're missing some, you can just proceed. Says the Gemara, hold it. Elim dehecha. Okay, so you covered the parim and the kvasim of Rosh Chodesh, Atzeres, of Chumash HaPkudim. Okay, so even though you're missing, but what about the elim? Mishnah says if you're missing some elim, you can also proceed. Dehecha, which ones are we talking about? Are we talking about the ones discussed in the Musafin, the ones discussed in Bamidbar? Idahanu, well, those discussed in Chumash Bamidbar, you don't have more than one aisle. The aisle who? Right? As we just mentioned, it's one aisle. Mishnah says Elam. You have some of the many, you can still you only need one. Apparently that's not what we're talking about. Okay, so one more option is that on Shavuos you bring another set of karbonis, which is discussed in Sefer Vayikra, which actually are not musafin. Those are with the bread. They come on account of the breads. The two breads they bring on Shtei Alechem on Shavuos comes along with karbonis, one par, two aels, two rams, and seven kvasim. Plus, that's oil, and then we have two more kvasim, which are actually shlamims that come with the bread itself. So, we're talking about that set of karbonis. Ida atzeres, the teres kehanim. Are we talking about the grouping of karbonis, which are discussed in Sefer Vayikra regarding shvois? You can't say that even if you're missing, it's okay, because havayik sibhu. We have the lashon yiyu. Yiyu oil Hashem in that pasuk. Havaya yiyu means absolute. You can't negotiate on the numbers. Okay, so sort of stuck. Says the Gemara, oil about seres, teres kehanim. True. When the Mishnah speaks about the aisles, right, the rams, we're talking shvois. We're talking about the ones that come on account of the breads, which are discussed in teres kehanim. That's in Vayikra. Right, so now we understand the plural, because there it's two elim. That's why the Mishnah uses the lashon elim. But the Mishnah does not mean that if you're missing one of the two, you can proceed. No, because the number two is absolute. The Mishnah just means like this. Regarding these two groupings of karbonis, the ones in Vayikra, which come on account of the breads, the ones in Bamidbar, which are musafin, one does not hold back the other. One set does not hold back the other. The two elim of Vayikra don't hold back the isle of the Musaf. Lo elim da'ateret kehanim. V'chagam, the Mishnah means like this. Lo elim da'ateret kehanim ma'ak v'leil ayel d'chumash apkudim. So, if you're missing the two elim of Vayikra, of the breads, it's not going to hold you back from bringing one isle for Musaf, and vice versa. V'lo ayel d'chumash apkudim, nor is the isle of by Midbar, the Musaf, single aisle, going to hold you back. If you're missing it, you can still proceed. It's not going to be Ma'akav Lehu. The two aylim, La'ilim, Materis Kayhana, which come on account of the breads. So again, we're talking about two types of aisles. The two, which come on account of the bread, the single, which comes as a Musaf, they're separate independent offerings, not linked to each other. So when the Mishnah spoke about Purim, Elim and Kvasim not being ma'ak of each other, it's sort of two different types of issues. Regarding the Purim and Kvasim, we say these are the Musafin, right? And if you're missing one of them, you know, out of the many, it's not ma'ak. Regarding the Elim, we can't say so, because in that case, when you're supposed to bring two, you have to bring two. Rather, it just means that two sets of aisles are not going to hold each other back. Okay, so Ella, so that's the conclusion of the Gemara. Parim, when it comes to the Parim, we say, Tafilo adadig le miakvi. So let's say the two Parim that are supposed to be brought as a Musaf, if you have just one or two, it's okay. So they don't cancel each other, they don't hold each other back. But when it comes to the Elim, each set on its own, each arrangement is mi'akif. It's just that the two arrangements don't hold each other back, right? The elam, when it comes to the elam, you have to sort of switch the mode. The two aisles of the shtei alechem will not hold back the aisle of the musaf and vice versa. Inu mi'akif, but they themselves, let's say the two that are on account of the bread, hold each other back. You need both. Two or nothing, right? Is that so? Meaning that the wording in the Mishnah, right, the Purim and the Kvasim has one meaning, and the Elam have a different meaning? Yeah, says the Gemara, Tana, Mila, Mila, Ketana. In fact, the Brisa, the Tana of the Mishnah reference different aspects of this halacha, each one with his own unique application. Okay, now we proceed to some psukim in Sefer Yecheskel, which seem to be obscure and riddle-like, and we're going to elaborate on them and clarify their true meaning. So we have a pasuk, Uyem HaChodesh, which seems to speak about Rosh Chodesh, right? You bring par ben bokar, tamim, one par, b'shisha kvasim, and six kvasim instead of seven, it's only six, v'ayel tamim, mi with one ayel. Ask the Gemara, par matamalem, what's the point of this pasuk? That you bring a par. Take a look at the Chumash, we know that in Rosh Chodesh you bring a par as an oil. The answer is in Torah, it speaks about two. Parim too. Umenayim shem loy matzah shnayim. Suppose he can't have. He doesn't have to. Maybe echad. Can he bring one time? Olam par. Par means singular. Single works as well. The pasuk speaks about shisha kvasim, six sheep. Matam olam, what's the point of this pasuk? The answer is, because you look in the Torah by Rosh Chodesh, it says Shiva, you bring seven. And the pasuk now is teaching, if you're down to six, keep on going. If you don't have seven, Yavi Shisha, can we bring six? Shisha. Pasuk speaks about six as well. Continues the Gemara. What about five, four, or three? Shisha. Suppose he doesn't have six. Should he bring Yavi Chamisha? Should he bring five? What if you can't find five? Chamisha, Yavi, should he bring Arba, even four? Arba, Yavi, Shloisha, what are three? Shloisha, Yavi, Shnaim, even two? Afilu Echad, even one? Tamaleimar. Pasuk there continues and says, look, Balakvasim, Kasha Tasek Yad, bring as much as you could afford, whatever you have, you bring. No, Umachad, Ksevachit. So once the Pasuk goes down to even one, so just stick with that. Why even mention six, five, or Shisha Kvasim Lamed, why speak about six? The answer is, because if you can get six, bring six. It's not all or nothing. It's not, you know, seven or one. Whatever you can do, you're meant to do. It's a lesson for life. Whatever you can get, whatever you can find, you're meant to do. Right? The Chafetz Chaim used to say, you know, in the olden days, you work your way up in the ladder of spirituality. You go from one level to the next. He said, today, forget about being organized and predictable. He said, just grab the apples. It's like the woman who was selling apples in the market, and this vicious fellow knocked it over, and she's yelling and screaming, "Oh, what happened to my apples?" And a fellow comes over, he says, forget about what happened, just grab, go grab, you can find five, six, whatever you'll get, you'll salvage, don't give up on it. So whatever you can get, shisha kvasim, go for it. Umenayin shema'ach mezezeh. Now suppose we have the full number, two parim and seven kvasim, can I just bring a couple? No. In this case, of course, you have to bring them all. Tamalema, you. Pasuk says you is to say, look, that's only if you don't have, but if you have, you are chayv to bring them all together. We have another pasuk in Yecheskel. Koyemar Hashem. Lekim. Barishim bechad achoydesh, tikech par ben bakar tamim, mechiteses hamigdosh. So, on the first, on the Rosh Chodesh, you bring a par as a chatos, mechiteses. The question is, chatos? Is it then a chatos oilehi? If you look on the Pesukim, the Torah, the par is an oil, not a chatas. What's a chatas doing here? Oh, Rabbi Yechon, we're stopped. Parsha through this discussion in the Pesukim, we can't really explain it. Eliyahu Navi, when he comes, Asa Ladosh will explain it for us. Rav Ashi Amar, no, let me give an answer. This is not the standard Musaf, you know, of Rosh Chodesh. Actually, there's a special event that he's referring to, Miluim. This was the time of celebrating the inauguration of the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, the time of Ezra HaSofer. Miluim Yikrivu B'Zme Ezra. Kederach She'Yikrivu Me'Moshe, it's like they offered Karbanis in the time of Miluim of Moshe and the Mishkan. And the first day, of course, was on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which they had where they had, you know, the Karbanis of Rosh Chodesh plus the celebratory Karbanis here as well. This Karban that's being brought on Rosh Chodesh is not the standard Rosh Chodesh Karban, it's the Miluim Karban, which was Echad. We find the same explanation in the Brisa, Rida Omer. He says on this pasuk we're stumped. Parsha zu Eliyo also darsham. Rabbi Yosi, let me explain to you what's going on. This is the Miluim Yikrivu Me Ezra, which is offered by time of Ezra. Kedarach She'Yikrivu Me Moshe, just like in time of Moshe. Amaloi. So Yehuda, upon hearing this clarification, says, "Great, I appreciate it. Tanuch Daitcha, Shinach the Daitish. Your mind should be at rest because you did the same to me. You pleased me, and meaning, I'm now satisfied with this pshat." We have another pasuk in Yecheskel, v'chol nevelu atreifa. This is really obscure. The nevelu and treifa animals, v'no'ayv no'beheima, lo yechla kahanim. Kahanim should refrain from eating non-kosher material. Only a kayan? What about a regular Yisrael? He's allowed to. Kahanim, who lo yechla, only a kayan shouldn't eat these. Ha'Yisrael, lach Yisrael could. We know that we're all forbidden to eat these non-kosher materials. Amar v'yechnan, this is a real stumper. Parsha zu, this pasuk al yo asa l'dorsha will be explained al yo enough. Until then, we have no pshat. Ravina Amar, no. Of course, everybody has the same rules. The point of Yecheskel was to highlight the stress that the kohanim is strictly. There's a point of mentioning the kohanim, and to teach that they cannot eat these materials. Why would I think they could? Perhaps I would think. Since a kohen is allowed to eat from a bird which did not have a standard shechita procedure done to it, malika, flicking off the head from which technically is like an avela, like a dead animal for all practical purposes. So perhaps since they have that permissibility in karbonis, that gives them a green light in general as well. Tishtiri, nami, nevelo, treif, perhaps they could eat any nevelo, treif. Right? Perhaps birds only. But in any case, Kamash Malon comes Yechaskan and says no. Although there's an exception made for him regarding karbonis, but not otherwise. We have another pasuk in Yechaskel. V'chein ta'asa b'shiva b'chodesh mi'ish shoge u'mipesi v'chibartam al habayis. Bring another chatos on the 7th to atone for some misunderstanding and mistake. Now, what's it going on? Shiva. What is shiva? What's the number 7 here? Amar b'yechna ilu shiva shvatim shachatu. We're talking about 7 shvatim, 7 tribes, which erroneously did a transgression due to having received a psak, a ruling, an erroneous ruling by the Bezdin. So typically that would require a special carbon, as we learned back in Maseches Harias, right? Par helam davar shel tzibur. And the pasuk is teaching us that it not only applies to the general public at large, you know, most of the Klal Yisrael, most of the population, even though they don't encompass most of the population, but since they encompass most of the Shvatim in terms of numbers, 7 out of 12, they require a par helam davar shel tzibur. The pasuk mentions the word chodesh. It's not Rosh Chodesh, it's chodesh to tell you in chitshu. Ve'amru, chelav mutar, we're talking about the bezn, or machadesh. They originated some sort of erroneous ruling that you can eat chelav, which is typically asr with curries. And they mistakenly permitted a certain type of fat. And the pasuk continues, me'ish shoge u'mipesi. Malamed, we learn from here, what happened? Shein chayavin. They will only bring the special carbon el ahom dover. That's shoygib. There was some sort of mistake. The halacha was misunderstood and forgot. Imshigas maasa, accompanied by an actual manifestation of that ruling. So there was a two-part mistake. The ruling was mistakenly issued, and the actual maasa was done as well. Amar Rabbi Damarav, zocher oisa ish latoiv. Let us recall. The great deeds of this great man, V'chananya ben Chizkiah, that was his name, Shemaliyu, if not for him, and for his efforts in clarifying the psukim of Yechezkel, to put them in line and, you know, consistent with the halachis of the Torah, as per our discussions, Nigna Sefer Yechezkel, they would have put away the Sefer and Shemus, they would have hid the Sefer. Why? Shahayu Dvarav Soisrin, Dvarav Torah, because the words of Yechezkel, as per these examples just learned, appear to be contradicting accepted halachas of the Torah, that only a kohen can't eat the nevela, and etc. Ma'asas, what do you do to clarify things, to reconcile it? Hello, Shleishmi is Garvi. He brought up 300 containers of shemen of oil to light up the night. Yashav Ali Vedoshi, he sat upstairs and he plugged, and he learned, and he toiled until he actually clarified and reconciled all the psukim with the halachas in the Torah, as we just discussed. Amar Rav Shimon concludes the Mishnah with an interesting halach. You have a choice: many karbonis, but only par way, incomplete karbonis without the nesachim, or one par complete with the accompaniment. Which one do you do? Choice two. How do we know? Tan Rabba. Again, a pasuk in Yechezkel regarding the karbanos of Rosh Chodesh says, "Ve'efal par, ve'efal ayil, yas a mincha. You should make a mincha for the par. How much mincha and efa? It's a certain amount. How much for the ayil and efa? And we all know that the par and the ayil have different amounts. Why is he equating them? V'la kvasim kashatasi yodav shemen hin la'efa. Or Rav Shimon, v'chi midas parim ve'elim achasi. Since when are the quantities regarding the mincha of the par and the ayil the same? Why is it?" Pasuk comparing. Ella, the point of the pasuk is to tell you like this. Eifa means a certain amount. Pasuk is just telling you, look, Hello. Shemoyulam Purim Rubim. Suppose you have ability to purchase many Purim, but no Nesachim. Lohoyu Nesachim. Yavi Parechad Nesachim. You should bring one properly with the Nesachim, rather than many incomplete. Valyikru V'kulam Blei Nesachim. As Rashi explains, that's the Loshon of the Pasuk of Eifel Apar. Eifel means with the required amount. Midah Haru'i Allah. So it's not about the specific measurement of an Eifel. The point of the Pasuk is, bring a par complete with its own accompaniment. Bring an ayah likewise. Have a choice to do that or bring many partial, do the complete package. Again, with the same thing with the rams, if they have the ability to purchase many, but incomplete, so without their amount, their nesachim, so rather than bringing many incomplete, bring one with its own requirements, rather than many without their proper nesach. Okay, now let's shift to the Shtei Alechem. To Chag HaShavuos, which has the Shtei Alechem, which, as we said earlier, has a whole set of batch of karbonis that come along with it, which are discussed in Teres Kehanim and Vayikra. Right? We have the Shiva Kvasim, Par Echad, Elim Shnayim, plus, right, so the Shiva Kvasim are Oileis, plus we have two more Kvasim, Shlomims, sheep, which are Shlomims. And these are discussed in Teres Kehanim and Vayikra, in addition to the Karbonis Musaf discussed in Parshas Pinchas and Sefer Bamidbar. Okay? So now let's say they only have the breads and not the accompanying Karbonis. I'm talking about the Karbonis that come with the breads, the ones from Parshas Vayikra. Okay? Two sets of Karbonis. We're going to talk about the ones in Vayikra now. You have the breads and the Karbonis that come along with them. You have breads without Karbonis. We have Karbonis without breads. Are they considered one inseparable package? Says the Mishnah, par, va'elam akvasim, va'asar, that are meant to come together with the karbonis. Ein ma'akvanis alechem. You don't have them, you can still bring the lechem. V'loy alechem akvan, and vice versa. You have the karbonis without the lechem, keep on going. Rabbi Akiva disagrees. He said the breads are the focal point. You have the breads, continue. You don't have the breads, you can't bring the karbonis. And he's talking about the two kvasim, two shlomims now, that, together with the breads, you do tenufa together, it's like one package. Okay, so in general, the karbonis are not mayak of the breads, and vice versa, but regarding the two kvasim that are linked to the breads, here we have a machlekes. Rabbi Akiva says the breads are critical, and Rav Shimon ben Anna says just the opposite. The two kvasim are the critical factor, not the breads. Halachim holds back the kvasim. Halachim akavas hakvasim, but in akvasim akavas halachim. The Rabbi Akiva, Amar Shimon ben Anna, just the opposite. Loiki, Ella rather, hakvasim are ma'akavas halachim. You don't have the kvasim, forget about the breads. But halachim ain't ma'akavas hakvasim. But the breads do not hold back the two kvasim. Why? Look in the Midbar. They had the kvasim without the breads. Rashi explains, they couldn't have breads in the Midbar. The breads are meant to come from produce grown at Yisrael. So you see, the sheep survive without the breads. We find out when Yisrael were traveling through the desert, 40 years straight, they offered the two kvasim without the breads. Afkan here as well, today. If you only have the kvasim, you can proceed. You can request melech. Okay, so generally, the karbonis and the breads are not sort of linked, but regarding the two kvasim that are coming with the breads as a tenuf, as one offering, Rav Akiva says the breads are critical, and Rav Shimon ben Anas goes the other way. He says the kvasim are the critical aspect, not the breads. Amar Rav Shimon, halacha k'divrei ben Anas. We adopt ben Anas' general view that the kvasim are the critical aspect, not over the breads, but for a different reason. Aval ein hatam k'dvarav. But the truth is, in terms of the historical perspective that he presented, that, in the Midbar, they only had the kvasim, not the breads. He says that's not linked to this discussion. Because in reality, you should know that in the Midbar, they skipped many karbonis. In fact, they didn't have any of those carbonis which are meant to accompany the breads. Those that are discussed in Sefer Vayikra were not done in the Midbar at all. That's the way it was. He says, Shakol, Alayanatam Kedvar, Shakol, Omer, Bechum, Shab, Kudum, all the carbonis in Midbar, the Musaf carbonis, Karab, Midbar, you do that in the Midbar too. But all the ones in Vayikra, Vechol, Omer, Beteris, Kahanam, were not active in the Midbar, in Karab, Midbar, which will be discussed in the Gemara. Okay, so historically, he says, none of the Vayikra carbonis were brought in the Midbar. So that's not really related to our discussion. But in terms of the fact, I agree, in terms of the halacha, I agree, that nowadays, now that we have everything available, we're in Eretz Yisrael, right? He says that really you should bring everything. But if you don't have, you can still bring the kvasim without the breads, but not vice versa. Mishibol Arts, once they arrive in Eretz Yisrael, karve elu elu, they would bring both sets of karbonis, vayikram vamidbar. Okay, so now back to the question. So, why do I say this is Reb Shimon, right? Halachically, I agree with Reb Shimon ben Anos that in terms of the kvasim and the lechem, the kvasim are the critical, you know, element over the lechem. But not for the same reason as Reb Shimon ben Anos had mentioned. He said because in the Midbar they brought the sheep without the breads. I disagree. They didn't bring the sheep at all because that's Parshas Vayikra. So back to the question. If so, so why do I agree? Why do I say that in terms of the two kvasim and the lechem, we say yikru kvasim or lechem, you can bring the kvasim without the lechem. What's the reason for that? The answer is, it's a svara. Look, kvasim matirin is atzman. V'lo yalechem. V'lo kvasim, she'en lo mi yatirin. In terms of the kvasim and the lechem, who's the matir? What's the permitter? What's the activator of the process? It's the kvasim. The shechit of the kvasim are matir themselves, and if there are breads, they're matir the breads, and now you can continue processing them and eating them. So the kvasim can accommodate themselves, even without the lechem. For lo lechem lo kvasim, you can't bring the breads without the kvasim. Who's going to give them the green light for consumption? She'en lo miyatirenu. They're going to be stuck, so there's no point. You can't process them without the kvasim. So it's the shechita, etc., of the kvasim, which gets the process going. So you can have the kvasim without the lech, but not vice versa. Okay, so just quickly summarize the Mishnah before we continue. There are karbonis in Bamidbar, Musafin. There are karbonis in Vayikra, on account of the breads. Par, Elam, Kvasim, Soir. You have seven kvasim oila, two kvasim shlamim that are actually waved tenufa with the breads themselves. In general, the karbonis are not mak of each other, as we discussed earlier. What about the bread karbonis and the breads? Are they mak of each other? So Rabbi Akiva says, well, the lechem is the important point between the lechem and the kvasim. You have to have the lechem, even without the kvasim. We're talking about two kvasim of the shlamim. Rav Shimon ben Anos goes the other way. And Rav Shimon agreed as well. The kvasim can work without the lech, but not vice versa. Tana Rabban, says the Gemara that. He crafted my lechem. So we're talking in Parshas in Sefer Vayikra, giving us a rundown, a list of all the karbonis, which are al halechem, meant for the to accompany the chayvel lechem, to accompany the bread. So at this point, it sounds like if you have no bread, you can't bring the shiva kvasim. And vice versa, right? But then the pasuk continues, Shivas kvasim tumimim, bring seven kvasim. So if the pasuk would say, V'kraftem, you know, Shivas kvasim al halechem, clearly the kvasim are tied with the lechem. It doesn't say that. It says, V'kraftem al lechem. That is, Shivas kvasim tmim, which almost sounds like the kvasim can work separate, independent of the bread. And that's how we learn. If you don't have any breads, you can still bring the seven. Okay, so that's pretty clear. So why does the pasuk link them with the breads? I tell you, we learn they didn't bring any sheep. Before they were obligated to bring the breads, which means to say, in the midbar they did not bring all these karbanos discussed over here. So the seven kvasim were not brought in the midbar. The Rebbe Tarfi, Rebbe Kiva Aimer, and some actually say it's Rebbe Tarfin who's still speaking. Yachal, perhaps I would say, hein, those seven kvasim are the same ones as in Sefer Bamidbar. It's all the same seven. Hein, kvasim, amurim, kan, the seven that are mentioned here in Vayikra, the same ones of the kvasim, amurim, chosam, in Bamidbar. Right? They sound very similar. Seven kvasim on Shavuos, perhaps it's the same seven. Amris, can't say that. Why? Because take a look. Look at the number of parim ve'elam that are cited in these two places, in Vayikra and Bamidbar. Kshatu Makia, it's a parim ve'elam. Look at the other karbanos. Ein and Heni, clearly they're not the same. Different numbers. Right? We discussed this before. In Vayikra you have one par with two elam, and Bamidbar it goes the other way. Two parim and one ayil. Elo. So clearly there are two sets of karbanos with different, you know, purposes, so to speak. Ela alolo ba'in v'glal atzman, the ones in Bamidbar are musafin, independent karbanos without the breads. Va'alolo, as opposed to the ones in Vayikra, they're packaged with the breads. Ba'in v'glal lechem, they come on account of the bread. Nimtza. So it turns out mashamam b'chumash ha'pkudim karban midbar. Once we have this clarity, this distinction, the ones in Bamidbar which are the musafin, you'll bring them in the mid, even in the midbar, even without breads. They're not linked to the breads. But the ones in Tarskan and Vayikra, which are linked to the bread, no karbanos. They didn't bring them in the midbar. So because they didn't bring breads in the midbar, they didn't bring the karbanos either. The karbanos of Parshas Vayikra, which are linked to the breads. Okay, this fits very well with the ending of the Mishnah, right? And all the karbanos in Terskehanim, which are bread related, were not active in the midbar. But as we said, once they got into Eretz Yisrael, they meant to bring everything. But even there, if you don't have the breads, what do you do? So that was the discussion we had in the Mishnah. Some say you can still bring everything, some say you can't. Okay. V'duma parim ve'elam lav inhu. Says the Gemara, okay, you pointed out that the parim ve'elam are different numbers, different sets, different types of karbanos. Okay, so they're certainly separate. These are musaf and these are bread related. But in terms of the kvasim, which are the exact identical number in both seven, how kvasim inhu ninus, perhaps are the same set of seven. Who says you have to bring two sets of seven? Once we find the discrepancy in the numbers regarding the parim ve'elam, we assume that the kvasim are also different sets of kvasim. These seven are musafin together with the parim ve'elam of musafin, and those are bread related together with the par, you know, an ilam of the bread. Says the Gemara, who says that the Parim ve'Elam are different ones either? I understand here it says 1 and 2, there it says 2 and 1. Perhaps the Torah is just giving us choices. O Parim ve'Elam, my dear son, who says the different sets of Parim ve'Elam? Duma perhaps, Hachikam Rachon, Pasuk means like this. You have a choice. Iboy, if you want Par or Shnei Elam, the Karb, you can bring one Par and two Elam, or the opposite. Iboy, if you want Shnei Parim ve'Elam, the Karb, you bring 2 and 1. Says the Gemara, no. There are clearly two separate types of karbanos. I mean, Ashtani Sidran. Shmama Nachrinin. Look at the Seder, the sequence, the way the Torah presents them. In Vayikra, we have first the Kvasim, and then the Par, and then the Elam. In the midbar, it's the Parim, Elam, and Kvasim. Parim, Elam, Kvasim. So if we see that the order is different, it's a different package, a different type of arrangement. Okay. So again, in the Midbar, there were no breads, because the breads had to come from Eretz Yisrael, and there were no accompanying carbonates as well, but the Musafim was certainly active. Now, once they're in Eretz Yisrael, everything's active. Okay? So now, you meant to do Tnufa, the breads, together with two kvasim, the shlamims. What if you don't have both elements? You don't have the breads and the animal. What do you do? So that was the machlokes we had in the Mishnah. Halacha makabas hakvasim. The bread is the focal point. My time at the Rakiva, that's a Rakiva Shita. Why? Because when it comes to the discussion of these two kvasim, the shlamims that are packaged together with the breads and the tnufa experience, the pasuk uses the word Yihu Lakoyin. Yihu Lashem Lakoyin. Yihu is an absolute term. Gomar Yihu Mitiyana. We learn a Gzera Shava connection, Yihu, which is discussed here. And we connect it to Tiyena, which is discussed by the two breads. Lashon Tiyena is mentioned there. And we say like this, Malahalon Lechem, just like the term Tiyena refers to the two breads, Afkan Lechem, likewise the word Yiyu in our Pasuk is also referring to the breads. So again, we have a Pasuk which describes a Tnufo, a wave, right, the breads with the kvasim, concluding with the term Yihu Lashem Lakoyin. Yihu means absolute. Now, what's absolute in this package? Is it the breads or is it the sheep? We connect it to the word Tiyena discussed back earlier, which are the breads. Yihu and Tiyena are similar, you know, expressions. So the absoluteness refers to the breads. That's why, according to Rakiva, Lechem is Me'akev. However, Ubenanas, he's the one who says that the kvasim are critical. He gets a different Zereshava, Gomar Yu Yu. He connects the word Yu over here with the Torah is talking about regarding the Tnufa of the breads and the Kvasim. But he connects it to a different Yu, which discusses the sheep. Yu, by the sheep. Malahal and Kvasim, Afkan Kvasim, just like the Yu over there is the sheep, here as well. So we learn the Kvasim on the Yaakov the Lechem. Ubananas Nami Nelev. Mitiyena, why doesn't bananas take a Rakiva's approach? Connect Yiyu to Tiyena, which refers to the breads, and learn that the breads are critical. Ma'alahal and lechem, afkan lechem, just like Tiyena, the breads, here as well, Yiyu are the breads. He says Yiyu to Yiyu is a more direct connection, the same exact word. That's preferred over going to Tiyena, which is a slightly different word. Done, we connect Yiyu, me, Yiyu, we learn Yiyu from you. Being done, we can't learn Yiyu, me, from Tiyena, which is different. Oh, says the Gemara, that's never an issue. As long as the meaning is the same, the spelling is not an issue, you might have given us a difference. Still make a proper Gzera Shava. We learn elsewhere, Tandere Bishmoel, Bishava Koin, Abaya Koin, we have the house that has a Nega, it says Bishava Koin, you return, the boy came, even though the word is different, but the meaning is the same, you return to the house, we can connect the two things. Zeo Shiva, Zeo Bia, coming, returning, it's all the same thing. Allows for Gzera Shava. Why not the same here? Well, that's when you have no choice. That's when you don't have a more similar word. Over here, you have a choice. Just connect you to you. With the damigle afin, of course, you meant to take the more similar and matching word. No, Rekiva namin leilif. You me you. So why doesn't Rekiva connect you to you? That's a reference to the sheep. It's more direct, same word. The answer is like this. The reason why he prefers connecting to Tiyena, despite the difference in spelling, Donin Dovar Shematana Lakoyin. Midovar Shematana Lakoyin. It says, I'd rather make a connection, a hekesh, a comparison, between something which is given to a Kohen as a gift to something else which has the same procedure, given to the Kohen as a gift. So, here we have the pasuk which speaks about the kvasim and the breads, and the word yihu is mentioned. And the other tiyena is talking about the breads, and the breads are something which is given to the kayin. And likewise over here, the two kvasim which are shlamims and the breads, both given to a kayin. Right? So we connect the word yihu in our pasuk, which speaks about something given to a kohen, similar to the yew. Similar to the tiena, which is also a gift to the kohen, the breads. So it's more likely that's a proper connection. Lafukiyana, as opposed to connecting it to yew, which speaks about the kvasim, which are oilois. The oilois nina, they're given as an oil on the mizbeach. That's not given to a kohen. So our connection is a more similar, matching connection. Again, we have the word yew over here in this pasuk, which discusses the two kvasim, which are shlamim, and the breads. It says yew, something is absolute. Which one of these two? The kvasim or the breads? We're not sure. So we go to a different pasuk which has a similar word, tiyena, which speaks about the breads, and we say, great. Great connection. Breads, breads. And they're very similar because they're both given to a kohen. As opposed to choosing yew, which is a different pasuk by an oila, which is dissimilar to the subject matter of our pasuk, which are given to a kohen as a gift. We go the same. We have an alternate perspective on their sources. They're machlekes. Which machlekes? We're keeping bananas in terms of what's critical. The breads or the two kvasim are really based on how to learn the actual pasuk here. Again, it's the pasuk which discusses the act of tnufa, which binds together the two sheep, the shlamim with the breads, and concludes with kodesh yu l'shem l'koyim. Okay, that's the words. Rekiva says, well, learn it like this. Eizeh odova shekula l'koyim, ve'oyim ezeh lechem. The yu, the absoluteness, refers to something which is given completely to a kohen. Those are only the breads, and not the two sheep which are shlamims, where part of them go around the mizbeach, the fats go on the mizbeach. It's partially on the mizbeach. It's not completely the kohen. Okay, so that's why he concludes that yu is going on the breads, and they're critical. Bananas takes a different approach to this pasuk. Miksiv kodesh yu l'kohen. The pasuk would say, kodesh yu l'kohen. You're right. The breads which are given to the kohen only. It doesn't say that. Kodesh yu l'shem l'kohen k'siv. We have the word l'shem in there. Partially to a kohen. Ezeh odova shemuktsase l'shem. Muktsase l'kohen. Which item is partially to the mizbeach and partially to the kohen? That's the shlamim. Fats on the mizbeach and the meat to the kohen. Those are the two kvasim. Two sheep, the shlamim. And you is going on them. They're critical. Rabbi Akiva, he responds, Miksiv kodesh yu l'ashem v'lakoyin. Does the pasuk say, if it would be like you, it would say, kodesh yu l'ashem v'lakoyin. Part to Hashem, part to the koyin. I don't say it like that. L'ashem l'koyin ksiv. Say l'ashem l'koyin. Which means that it's given to the koyin by way of Hashem, but it's all to the koyin. That's the destination. Because Rav Huna tells us regarding something else, that Rav Huna, kone Hashem, Hashem sort of acquires it, receives it from us, but transfers it. Is it directly to the kohen completely? Nesan la'kohen. That's the bread. That ultimately ends up completely in the hands of the kohen. And you, the absoluteness, goes on that. Hence, the breads are me'akev and not the kvas. Okay. So bottom line is, in the midbar, they only brought the musafin, which I discussed in Sefer Bamidbar, but not the teres kohenim, the ve'ikra karbanets, which are part of the bread offering procedure. Now, specifically regarding the two kvasim, the shlamims that are bound together with the breads and the tufa, it's like one package, one carbon. Let's say you only have one element, not the other. Akiva says the lechem amiyakiv, banana says the kvasim amiyakiv. We have several ways of explaining it. Now, back to the beginning of the sugya, Gemara concluded that the Mishnah, which speaks about the kvasim, elim, and parim not being miyakiv each other, is a reference to Rosh Chodesh and or Shavuos, as we discussed. We had several difficult passages in Sefer Yecheskel, which were ultimately explained by this great man, Chanina ben Chizkiah, put great effort into elaborating and clarifying the halachos and putting them in line with the accepted halachos in the Torah. Rav Shimon had a chiddush that if you have a choice, many incomplete karbanos and what versus one complete is the way to go. All the best to you and atzlacha rabba.